Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Yep, you guessed it. Part 3 with Jim Shockey on The Revolution with Jim and Trav. Presented by Outdoor Channel.
Hey, we're back. This is Revolution with Jim and Trav, and this is going to be the third and final installment of Jim Shockey.
It hurts.
It does.
I don't want to see it go.
Separation anxiety.
Jim Shockey. All right, so make sure you watch Jim Shockey's Uncharted plus Jim Shockey's Haunting Adventures in its 15th season on Outdoor Channel. That is Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern time. All right, so, you know, we've been talking about survival situations, being in dangerous places. But doesn't that kind of up the ante, Jim, when you have your son, which, by the way, is tremendously talented son, Brandlin, and your daughter, Eva, with you? When you go to these places and you're with your child, is it more dangerous for you and your crew? Because there is no links that you won't go to protect your child over anyone else. I mean, that's just your natural instinct as a parent, me as a parent, Jimbo as a parent here. So is it harder for you when you're in a dangerous situation with your children, because you can't take away that parental instinct that everybody is ingrained with?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's far easier for me to be up in those wild places when all I have to worry about is myself, when I've got a cameraman that, you know, Matt Zaneel is the toughest of the tough. The two of us, you know, rely on each other, we understand each other. Or if I'm up there with Wojo, you know, up in the Yukon, you know, we're all professionals, and we know when we step out there that something could happen, but we can, you know, we're self-reliant. We don't, you're not sidetracked, but absolutely, if I'm up there with Bran or Eva, and both of them are entirely capable in their own rights.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt. I mean, my life is forfeit if it's a situation where that would help them, you know, and you know, where they would avoid being hurt badly. I mean, my life would mean nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It's familial love. I mean, you sacrifice for your children. So yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that every second when I'm out there with our children, is weighing on my shoulders, and I'm careful about it. I'm careful about it. But I can't tell them not to go. And I understand it's their life, and they are, you know, strong people in their own right. You have to let people make their own choices, and you know, the accomplishment of surviving, you know, for me now 58 years, you know, that's something you can take pride in. And if you haven't accomplished anything, you've never, you know, I have a saying that if you spend your whole life sitting at home worrying about what might happen, nothing ever will. I mean, if you don't get out there and try doing something, nothing ever will. So what did you accomplish? So I've also got to let them live their lives and take their risks. And when they're 58, look back and say, yeah, I did that. I survived. I made the right choices, and good on me. And hopefully my, you know, their children have the same feeling, and their children's children. We just keep passing that on, the survival instinct, the joy of being alive because you know what death is.
You bet. Hey, we're talking with Jim Shockey, and of course, he has a program called Uncharted on Outdoor Channel, but he also has a production company, and he's now producing a program called Carter's War with Ivan Carter. Tell us about that, Jim.
Well, Ivan Carter, to me, is the greatest talent, on-camera talent we have in our hunting industry these days, and conservation industry. He's a brilliant mind, articulate, charismatic. He's been there and back again. I mean, he was sixth or seventh generation Zimbabwe or Rhodesian, and then when Mugabe came in, his thugs staked Ivan out on the ground and whipped him within an inch of his life. He's got the scars. Just ask him to take his shirt off someday.
Oh, man.
And survived it. I mean, this man, and he also has a rapport with wild animals like nobody I've ever seen. And Ivan, because he's so well known over in Africa, is often called in to solve situations. What happened? How did this happen? How could it be avoided? Does this animal need to be killed, or maybe it doesn't need to be killed? And he's showing the passion that every, and responsibility that every hunter has for conservation of the wildlife species around the world. And that's ultimately the message of Carter's War, is, you know, what hunters are doing over there, showing the world that, no, we're not bloodthirsty killers, just the opposite. you know, if it wasn't for us, there wouldn't be any wildlife outside of the parks. You know, great for photo safaris, fantastic. It's all necessary. But what about outside the parks? And that's where Ivan lives his life, and that's where Carter's War takes place. Wildlife is in danger. There's a war on wildlife right now, and the hunters are on the front line fighting that battle to save wildlife. And Ivan's, you know, spearheading that battle.
You bet. Hey, we've been talking with Jim Shockey. This is the third session, and I'll tell you what, he is the producer of Carter's War. What is it, Monday nights at 9 o'clock on Outdoor Channel?
Yeah, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Outdoor Channel. Now, Mr. Jim, coming to an end, man. Where can we find you online? Continue this conversation.
Stalk
you. Do a little e-cyber stalking. Where can we find you online, buddy?
JimShockey.com. Pretty simple. Or they can Facebook me, too. We have quite a social media, Instagram. It's all online nowadays.
All right, there you have it. Hop online, bing him. I always bing Jim. All right, so, you know, coming up next, we're actually going to have a former NFL quarterback, Mike Pulaski. He's also the host of Gridiron Outdoors with Mike Pulaski, and that is Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time
on Outdoor Channel.
But first, we're going to have a word from Mrs. Bunny.
It's 30 seconds of Mrs. Bunny.
Oh, yeah, that's all you need. Big shout, she'll depress the crap out of you. Big shout out to Outdoor Channel, also Nissan, Remington, Silencer Shop, and Cabela's. Mr. Jim Dude, thank you so much for calling in. God bless you. We appreciate you, brother. Stay safe out there. You're awesome.
It's my pleasure. You guys are good, eh? Like I'm not blowing smoke. You guys are. I do a lot of interviews, and you guys are the easiest to do it with, and just clean, yeah, perfect. Good job.
Mrs. Bunny has 30 seconds or less to save your life, and the clock starts now.
Hey, I'm Mrs. Bunny, and I'm about to save your life. Keep your belly happy. Things can get frustrating when it comes to finding adequate food sources when you're in survival mode, especially since malnutrition will work you mentally, physically, making you feel weak, cranky, and delirious. It's a good idea to get familiar with edible wild berries and plants for future reference when out in the wild. Also, it's time to grow up and banish the word picky from your vocabulary. When it comes to survival, embrace anything and everything carefully, including bugs, eggs, fruit, leaves, and more. Learn to build some simple traps to catch small animals and don't rely just on one single food source. Protein is important for strength. No one various nutrients your body needs for prime sustainability. I'm Mrs. Bunny. Don't be hangry now.
Bored this winter? You can dress your cat mittens in Tommy Bahama clothes. Or you could just log on to jimandtrav.com. The Revolution with Jim and Trav will continue right after this.